Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Secure Coding Practices. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Applying Cybersecurity Practices in the Cybersecurity Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore best practices for developers, common coding vulnerabilities, and strategies for writing secure code. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply secure coding practices to minimize vulnerabilities in software development, making you a more effective developer in the finance and fintech sectors. Main content: best practices for developers. Secure coding practices are essential for developers to create applications that protect sensitive data and function reliably. Here are some best practices that you should incorporate into your development workflow. Input validation: always validate input data. This means checking the data format, length, and type before processing it. For instance, if your application accepts user input for a date, ensure that the input conforms to a specific date format. This helps prevent injection attacks where malicious users might input harmful code. Output encoding: when displaying user input back on a web page, always encode outputs. This helps mitigate cross-site scripting (XSS) vulnerabilities. For example, if you need to display user comments, ensure that any HTML tags are encoded so they appear as text rather than executable code. Use prepared statements. When interacting with databases, always use prepared statements for SQL queries. This prevents SQL injection attacks, where an attacker could manipulate your database by injecting harmful SQL code through user inputs. Error handling. Implement robust error handling to avoid exposing sensitive information. Instead of displaying detailed error messages that could help an attacker, log the errors internally and provide users with generic error messages. By following these best practices, you can create a strong foundation for secure coding. Common coding vulnerabilities. Understanding common coding vulnerabilities is crucial for developers aiming to secure their applications. Here are some vulnerabilities to be aware of. SQL injection. This occurs when an attacker injects malicious SQL code through user input fields. For instance, if a login form does not validate or sanitize input, an attacker might input a string like granting unauthorized access. Cross-site scripting. XSS attacks happen when an application includes untrusted data in a web page without proper validation or escaping. This can allow attackers to execute scripts in the user's browser, potentially stealing cookies or session tokens. Cross-site request forgery. CSRF attacks trick a user into performing actions without their knowledge. For example, if a user is authenticated to a banking application, a malicious link could be crafted to transfer money without the user's consent. Insecure direct object references. This vulnerability arises when an application exposes a reference to an internal implementation object. For instance, if a URL allows users to access a file based on an ID, an attacker might manipulate the ID to access unauthorized files. By recognizing these vulnerabilities, you can take proactive steps to safeguard your applications. Strategies for writing secure code. To ensure that your code remains secure, consider implementing the following strategies. Code reviews. Regularly conduct code reviews to identify potential security flaws. Encourage team members to review each other's code and discuss security implications of the code being written. Security testing. Incorporate security testing into your development lifecycle. Use automated tools to scan for vulnerabilities and conduct penetration testing to identify weaknesses that could be exploited by attackers. Stay informed. Keep up to date with the latest security trends and vulnerabilities. Attend workshops, subscribe to security newsletters, and participate in online forums to share knowledge and learn from others in the field. Use security frameworks and libraries. Leverage existing security frameworks and libraries that offer built-in protections against common vulnerabilities. For example, using frameworks like OWASP can help you implement secure coding practices more effectively. Document security protocols. Maintain clear documentation of your security practices and protocols. This will not only help current team members but also assist new hires in understanding the importance of secure coding. By implementing these strategies, you will enhance the security of your applications and minimize the risk of vulnerabilities. Conclusion: in this lesson, we discussed secure coding practices, common coding vulnerabilities, and strategies for writing secure code. By applying these concepts, you will be better equipped to minimize vulnerabilities in software development, which is especially crucial in the finance and fintech sectors where data security is paramount. Remember, secure coding is an ongoing process that requires constant vigilance and adaptation to new threats. Reflection questions: how can you incorporate input validation into your current coding practices to enhance security? Reflect on a recent project you worked on. What common coding vulnerabilities could you have mitigated with secure coding practices? What strategies will you implement in your coding routine to ensure your applications remain secure?